Hi, this is Nicole, and this is an expanded teaching on the inner masculine alchemy practice, 21-day practice that you do every day for 21 days minimum. And the purpose of the practice is to assist you to raise your inner hero, to help you to heal inner wounding around masculine energy that was patterned in you from many different places and many different experiences in your life, including your primary held pain, which may have been your father energy. So the inner masculine alchemy practice is a very potent spiritual tool that helps you to transmute pain around masculine consciousness that is also connected to anything masculine. So this could mean money, manifestation, your mission, your purpose, your capacity to hold God energy or the glory of God's energy, your relationship to God or perhaps your partner, your relationship to how you create. So this is important to understand that inner masculine alchemy is about the law of creation and the provisional aspect of how you create in your physical reality. Now, with this practice, there are three phases that you're going to go into. You're going to go from the aspect of yourself that is holding pain, unresolved pain in your pain body, and you're going to move into penetration. In order to move into penetration, you'll need to shift into surrender. And this shift and exchange from surrender into penetration is a very, very potent and important space in how you create. Oftentimes, the reason why we're not receiving what we're wanting is because we are not holding the capacity of surrender to receive penetration, because there is an aversion to penetration or a very, very deep, painful space where we've received something. So your channel of receiving and your capacity to feel and expand into penetration are all linked, because in order for you to be able to hold more, you have to open more. And so therefore this practice allows for you to transmute pain in order for you to receive deeper penetration energetically as primary, and then allow for you to now move into your royal power. So in this practice, you're going to bring your attention to your breath, and you're going to inhale into your heart, hold for 3 seconds, and then you're going to release when you're ready. And you're going to keep moving down. So you're going to go from your heart now to your sacral. And the sacral represents your feminine energy. The sacral represents your feminine power and the space that you've received and the space that you often birth things from. So if you find in your life that what you bring forth or what you give birth to is connected to drama, chaos, lack, fear, anxiety, etc., it means that that channel, that space where you're receiving, is not connected to having released herself and given over her pain to her inner masculine. So now you're in the sacral. You're going to inhale, hold for 3 seconds, and release. In the next step, you're going to now recognize your pain body or the held pain. So you may have experienced grief, or you may have experienced abandonment, or you may have experienced being cheated on or dumped. You may have experienced being used. So what you're going to do is that you're going to focus on one specific pain at a time, and you're going to, for example, recognize the held pain of being used, and you're going to breathe into that pain, hold for 3 seconds, then release when you're ready. Then you're going to move into another pain, example, the pain of being dumped, and you're going to inhale into that pain, hold for 3 seconds, release when you're ready, and then you're going to move into another pain and another pain, etc. So for each held pain, for each wounding, for each part of yourself that feels very destroyed, very much in pain, you're going to inhale into that space, hold for 3 seconds, release when you're ready, and then you're going to move to the next step. In the next step, you're going to have to shift that pain into surrender. And in order for you to transmute the pain, you will need to surrender below the pain. So therefore, you're going to imagine that all of your pain is in a ball. You're going to inhale into that ball. And before you exhale, you're going to have to make a conscious decision to drop just below the pain, or allow for yourself to just visualize yourself dropping just below the ball of pain. So in the exhale, you must drop just below the pain in order for the transmutation to take place. So you can inhale into the ball, hold, and then as you exhale, visualize yourself dropping just below the pain in the exhale. From step 5, you're going to go to step 6, and this is where you're going to hand over the pain to your masculine energy. So the root energy represents the masculine. And you're going to inhale into the ball, hold, and then as you exhale, you're going to exhale into your root at the base of your spine. And as you're exhaling, visualize yourself giving over all of the pain that's in the ball, to your masculine. Or visualize yourself dropping the ball into your root at the base of your spine. Next, you're going to inhale into the root, hold for 3 seconds, and then release. Then you're going to connect with the color that's associated with the root, which is red, and you're going to hold your awareness on that color for 10 seconds. Next, while you keep your connection to your root chakra at the base of the spine, you're going to say the sound that's associated with the root, which is LAM. As you say LAM, you're going to have a corresponding yearning and longing and desire for the immortal divine masculine to fill up your spaces, to fill up your root energy, to replace the fractures and the disconnection a false masculine energy that was patterned in your root. So you're going to set a timer for 7 minutes. You can also do it longer if you'd like, but it must be done for 7 minutes minimum. And you're going to say LAM. While you're focusing on your root and while you're having the corresponding thought, divine masculine, penetrate me. Divine masculine, consume me. You're calling in the divine masculine within your root consciousness as you're chanting LAM. Keep your attention and your energy on your root chakra at the base of your spine while you say LAM. And while you're holding the corresponding thought, desire, yearning for divine masculine to penetrate me, divine masculine, consume me, divine masculine, fill me. You're calling in the divine masculine within your root consciousness as you say the word LAM. You can continue for 7 minutes or more, and as your timer goes off, you're then going to repeat this decree 7 times. I am ready to receive the spiritual law of the anointed divine masculine within my consciousness.